Sometimes I think it's just part of our human nature to try to get the most out of something we're receiving. A great example is when you go order a drink at a fast food restaurant. So if the sign says, order any size, all the same price, what size are you going to order? The biggest one they got, right? But if the sign at another place says, free refills on all drinks, then what size do you order? Smallest one they got, right? Sure. We want to make sure we never run out when we're getting something. But what about when we're giving? The widow and her son in the first reading were just about to run out of flour and oil they were using. But when their perspective changed to sharing it, it was always enough. What would happen if our mentality, even at Mass, changed from not just receiving, but also to giving? So I want to offer a unique invitation or a challenge as we prepare to fill out our stewardship renewal forms here at the cathedral this next week. A dream I have that would allow the jar to not go empty and the jug to not run dry. Our weekend Mass is like the heartbeat of the parish. There are many things going on here every day, but the Sunday Mass is that memorial, that sacrifice, that supper that draws us all together. And there are so many ministries in the Mass that help us to worship joyfully, peacefully, and orderly. So here's where I need your help. I want to reach the point where each minister is only scheduled to do their ministry once a month. What would it take? So I counted up how many ministers we would need in each ministry, figuring 4 weekends a month. I know some months have 5 and some months have holy days, but let's figure 4. Then I counted up how many people we have in each ministry. So sacristans, ushers, greeters, lectors, children's liturgy, rosary leaders, servers, musicians, and communion ministers. And I just put Saturdays and Sundays together for simplicity, speaking about our Masses in English, even though I knew that some people serve on one day and not another. So how does it compare? Well, for each minister to be scheduled once a month, we would need 8 sacristans. Right now we have 6. We would need 32 greeters. We have 18. 32 ushers. We have 21. 24 servers. We have about 30. 4 children liturgy leaders. We have 3. 16 lectors, we have 25, and 64 communion ministers for our many sections. We have 53. So you can see some ministries where we don't even have the minimum to make that possible. Particularly, I look at greeters and ushers, sacristans, communion ministers, musicians. I don't know all of our musicians available, so if you have that musical heart and ability, you know who you are. And rosary leaders, I wasn't sure exactly who all the rosary leaders were. I believe this is well within our grasp for a parish like the cathedral. So what I'm asking is for each of you to consider signing up for one mass ministry when we do our renewal next week. There are other things you can offer as well on the form, but one mass ministry. So who gets a free pass in my invitation? Well, if you're visiting from outside of Dodge City, please don't sign up for something. You may not be here next weekend anyway. If you have difficult health concerns, it's hard for you to walk or it's hard for you to breathe or whatever the case might be, of course. If you're over a certain age, it doesn't mean that you're excluded. It just means you're welcome to say no thanks. And of course, if you're under a certain age, you might do something with your parents, but maybe down the road. And I realize that families and households will look different. There are some households where the family might do something all together. Maybe you'll all greet together or even sing, perhaps. In some cases, a kid might help their parent in a ministry. And that's okay, too. In some cases, one spouse does one thing and another spouse does another thing. Each household will look different. And I know some might say, well, but Father, we're out of town a lot, and we don't really want to commit ourselves. But that's what the current ministers would say as well. Everyone here has commitments outside of here. All the more reason why, if everyone says, yeah, I can do this little part, then the jar does not go empty. And the jug does not go dry. It may be human nature to squeeze as much as possible out of that drink that I ordered. But I think it's also human nature to help in the way I can at Mass so that everyone receives as everyone gives.